Bill?
Oh, have a seat.
Yeah, have this chair here. I got you a glass of tea.
All right.
This is right there. And Nick, there's your...
Yeah, I think that little old black mare will be, in about a year's time, she'll be just as spotted all over.
Oh, really?
That one right there?
Doc Powers. He does all our vet work. He's got one at this time last year was brown. And now she's white with spots all over.
Is that right?
Solid brown to a solid white.
Mm-hmm. With spots.
I never have seen
it. Sometime when you're not busy, come down. Well, I'll take you over and show him. He's got a leopard over there, and he's got that brown one, that white one, wood brown with the spots. And he's got a little old brown filly over there. It's got a beautiful blanket. The one I came out to, her mama was so wild. She's the one I was trying to get. He won't let me have it.
Oh, you like them wild.
Well, what about the other one? How long do you think it'll be before she gets her spots?
How old is she now?
She's almost 5. She ought to have hers.
It could be another 2 years. Some of them will be as long as 7 years.
Really?
I didn't know they were that long.
I didn't either.
Well, some of them are funny. They're born with spots. They don't never change. And some of them are born solid color and they'll change.
Huh.
Like that little old filly where I showed you. She was, when she was born, she was solid black. And now she the sun's got her hair bleached out brown and she's starting to turn gray. She's going to be a dark gray.
Well, then she's already got one or two little white ones, little white spots.
Yeah.
Is that the beginning or
yep.
Will that just
that's the starting of it. Now, that Appaloosa stud that Mr. Weinsteiger had, I guess his wife still got it, he was 4 before he started getting his spots.
How old is Snoopy? 3?
He's not quite 4. Mm-hmm. But when she's wet, she looks like a tiger, a leopard.
You get that hair wet now, and all that color's underneath, it'll show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
You want to sell her, just keep her wet. Don't let them see her when she's dying. Just sell her for the color. She's a good mare. I'm going to see if I can't find you a walker.
Well, you know where some are?
My uncle raised them down in Tampa.
In Tampa?
Well, whether he'll let me have one I can afford or not, I don't know.
Well, do you know any other ones around?
I don't, this fella I said I had this mare.
Yeah.
He just got rid of one.
Oh.
Young mare. Got rid of her.
Well, you can always, just keep your eye open.
Would you be interested in the Palomino? I know there's two of them.
Just sort of got a running flat walk. I love a Palomino, but it's that old gate I'm looking for.
What kind of disposition does a Palomino have? They differ, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, sir. All horses will, really.
Oh, yeah. I just think about Appaloosa, if they got a little Appaloosa in them, that'll sort of quiet them down.
Got more sense. A lot smarter horse. The smartest horses I ever seen in my life was Appaloosas and just old common cow horses, something that somebody got and trained for cow work.
Yeah.
That one I got over at 9 years old, you can get anywhere around him, on him, right. 2 or 3 people can ride him, and you don't never get shook up about nothing. Nothing scares.
Is he your regular cow horse?
Yes. Well, he is now. I just traded a Pinto mare I had for him last week. But they've been working cows on him for about 7 years now. Castro Farms had him, and they were using him for a jumping horse. Broke his kneecap. And he's been working with cows ever since.
Bill, is there such a thing as a cracker pony?
I've never heard one.
Somebody told us down at Brownlow's years ago that what we needed was a... It was nothing like a cracker. And they said cracker pony, but it's just Florida. When you said that, it's what
could
made
me think.
Well,
they talking about an old Florida cow horse.
Yeah, that's
scrub
right.
Horse.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them around. We got one of them over there. That's all that Mary is, that little gray filly's out of. That's all
yeah.
She is. She was a good cow horse till they quit riding her. Old boy down in Tarrytown had her. older fella. He's up in his 60s. He used to ride her all the time working cows. He had about 5 or 6 thousand acres of land back there and raised cows. She's a little common though. You got to work on her head a little bit to get her to mind. She,
yeah.
Night rider, she'd try to run away with you. But it could be she'd never been worked right bits and all. Now this horse of mine used to put a set of bits in his mouth and he goes crazy.
How you have to ride it?
Chain hackamore. Over his nose and one on his chin.
Yeah.
But whenever you set on him with that, he minds. You throw a rope past his head, you better be ready to get off because he's stopping. You step out of the saddle, you better know what you're doing because he's stopping.
Now, you say that again, Bill. Throw a rope over his head.
Past his head. And he'll start stopping.
Yeah.
And when you're ready to get off,
he's stopping. There's an old boy over there. We go to Blue Pond over there, side of Loch Lucy, swimming all the time.
Yeah.
We was over with him last, what was the 4th? And this old boy over there, he was about half drunk. He was telling me how he rides in rodeos over at Bell and all. You want to ride him? I told him, yeah, go ahead. I said, now he's a trained roping horse. I can ride. He went to step off the horse at the gallop, and the horse, he stopped, and boy, hit the ground. If I get his front legs straightened up a little bit, I'm going to start roping off of him.
What do you do to straighten his legs off?
Well, I'm going to blister him. Severe reducing and mercury iodide blister. And take it right down his bone. He had that one broke.
Oh, I see.
And it'll just tighten it up real tight.
Yeah.
It'll strengthen it up.
Yeah, this is what they were going to do. I mean, what Sue and Simon were going to do around here with one of their horses that was rather old.
Well, there's no need to really unless you're going to work the horse hard. Now, I carried this dude down yesterday and had his feet trimmed. Blacksmith was doing a friend of mine's horses, so I carried him on down and had his feet done. And he's not as lame as he was. It's like now he wants to ride down the highway. He don't want to ride on the grass. He wants to get out on the pavement and ride.
Oh.
Why, Bill?
I had a hard time last night. I ran out of gas about 3 miles west of Barnes Lake, and I had to ride him over to the station.
Yeah.
He wanted to run down the highway. He didn't want to ride over in the ditch.
You speak yourself.
And I thought that'd hurt him.
Yeah.
But won't it?
Did you see a lot of them doing it?
Is that right?
His feet so bad that he won't hold shoes right now.
Uh-huh.
And no telling when anybody's had his feet trimmed and all.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to build him a new hoof and get him shoed on the front.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little old colt. He's about 3, maybe 4 months old. It's by a champion quarter horse out of a thoroughbred mare. I'm going to try to race him.
Oh. What would you rather do? Rope?
Anything that's got to do with horses. It don't matter.
Is that right?
I like to get out here and just ride.
Yeah. Well, what do you reckon Molly's one look like?
She'll stay about the same.
Same color? Is her? What's it, when, how is it going to be shaped?
Oh, the baby, you mean?
Yeah.
Baby will probably be gray.
Gray. Oh. And what, how long will it be longer?
Well, it'll have a lot of characteristics. Well, now, it's Daddy. If you noticed him, he's a powerful built horse. He's a blocky horse. Now, this thing, it'll be a long, skinny horse with a lot of speed. It might be a short, stocky horse. It's hard to say.
Is it going to have the brains of the mother or the father?
I hope it don't have the brains of his daddy. you seen the other day.
Yeah.
Now, the horse, he's a good horse. Smart horse, I'll put it this way. If you'd have seen him at racetrack, you'd swear up and down he could read.
Oh, Bill.
But every time they'd have him entered in a race, he'd get hurt. He'd hurt himself.
Really?
Horse never did get to run.
Oh, really?
Every time they'd have him entered in a race, to get him ready to go, he'd get hurt. They'd have to scratch it.
You figured he could read
when that's the way it looks. But we had a mare down there. Lanyon's gal, they run her 17 times in 1 year and only shown one once. So they sent her back to the farm for a rest. We kept her up there for 90 days. As soon as we sent her back, she won. She had been back about 2 weeks, they run her and she won.
Wow.
And after that, they got to watching her real close. And the way they do, they'll feed them a certain way every day and then just gallop them. Then when they get them ready for a race, they start feeding them different. And they got to watching her. Whenever they changed her feed, she'd figure out they were going to race her, and she'd get nervous. Every time somebody come by, she'd run to the stall, look out, thinking they're coming to get her to go race her. And she just worried herself sick.
Uh-huh.
Lost weight and all, and they had to rest her again. Of course, we sold her right after she won that first one. And they found out she could figure out that she was fixing to race, and she didn't want to race. But she'd get real nervous and lose weight, get off
the feet.
And some of them just really don't want to race.
Yeah, we had one that would have been a real good little filly. She was a young horse. And an old boy down there got her. He was living in the tack room in the barn and got drunk one night and got her riding around the parking lot and put her back in the stall hot and let her drink a bucket of water and killed her. Or didn't kill her, found her. And had to put her to sleep. And then we had one down there that wasn't worth a plug nickel. Nothing happened to her. You made some nigger out here in the woods a good plow horse.
And this is a thoroughbred.
Yes, ma'am. This horse was, I swear to God, this horse was, did you see that way? She showed you that Ways and Means stallion we got down there?
Yeah.
This horse is bigger than he is.
Really?
He come back up here as a 3-year-old. We worked on him some more. He's bigger than that Ways and Means.
Mm.
Great big horse. But he just one of them slow moving kind, like he's asleep all the time, walking around with his head down.
Like an old plow horse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I was told when we were looking around for horses when we first came down here that one of the things I could do was to go to some of these thoroughbred farms and find a thoroughbred who didn't want to race and make a good pleasure horse. But, Bill, I never thought they had any sense.
He's smart. Doc Powers uses his thoroughbred mares when he's not breeding them.
Uh-huh.
He uses them for polo ponies.
I never heard of that.
He said they've got the extra speed, and he trains them himself the way he wants them, and he said they work out real good.
He's a pretty good horseman himself.
He raises a lot of winners.
Yeah.
And he gets his mares, like he's got two over there now at our place. One of them, she's a real well-bred mare, and they just couldn't get her in fold. The people that had her. And what he'll do when he sees one like that, if he's doing the vet work, he'll appear to be working on them. He'll try to get them in fold, but he won't do his very best. And then when they get disgusted with the mare, he'll go in and buy her for $100 or maybe just take her to get her off their hands. And then he'll really go to work on her.
Yeah.
Try everything in the medical book he knows and get her in fold. Now, this one mare he got in fold this year. She went barren last year. He's had her about 2 years now. She went barren last year. And he really poured the medicine to her this year and got her in fold. And then he got this other one over there. When she was a 2-year-old, they barred her from the track because she wouldn't start out the gate. She'd get wild and tear up the barn and everything. They brought her to the farm. Couldn't do nothing with it at the farm. They bred her a time or two. Couldn't ever get her. So something happened over there one day, and they told Doc to haul her off. So he gave her a shot or two and put her in his trailer. She tore the bottom out of his trailer, got down in the trailer and couldn't get up, so he just went ahead and gave her a shot and knocked her out cold. Left her in there and brought her over to his place, tied her tail to a tree and drove out from under her.
Oh, Bill.
Yes, ma'am. This man, he don't take no pity with me. If she wouldn't stand still one day, we'd check her, see if she's ready to breed. He put her in a stall and took the buggy whip and just beat the fire out of her.
Oh, really?
I was beating on that horse that day. I beat him so hard I cut the blood out of his neck and go to his place, and he still wouldn't stop chasing Molly. We had a devil time getting that mare bred. Now, Saturday he was all right. Yeah, he wasn't all right, but he was a lot easier to handle. But he chased that mare around. That mare had me and that, and between the mare and the stud, me and this other boy, you'd have thought we'd have been on a 6-day drunk. Round in a circle. We must have run a mile around in a circle trying to keep up with them two horses. But this gray, he'll kill you. And you got to watch him.
Oh, really?
When he gets to breeding, the first time we bred him, he liked to kill me and two other people. He goes wild.
You know, I wouldn't get around a stallion that's going to breed. I wouldn't get around him. I wouldn't even get on the other side of the fence.
It gets kind of worrisome sometimes. Now, we had one over there. They gave him to me and my brother-in-law. He wasn't worth much. They gave him to us. And he'd come across the lot there in front of the barn where we breed. It's about 50 yards. When he comes through the gate, he's on his hind legs, just jogging along on his hind legs. He'd get to the mare, just cover just as easy. But you couldn't get behind him. He'd get to rearing and kicking. And he was an easy breeding horse. Now, ways and means, you got to tell him to get on the mare.
Oh, really?
He'll stand there and he'll nuzzle the mare and bite her until you tell him to get up. He won't do nothing wrong. Just as easy. You can ride. Well, I say you can ride him. He hasn't been roading so long, I'd be afraid to try it. Because he might throw in and might get hurt. He's got a brass plate in his leg. But his leg broke when he's racing it, too. He's worth so much money, if you was to get him hurt, they'd probably bury you right on the spot.
Oh, really?
Waving
me.
That horse. Some of them are easy to breed, some of them are crazy. Now, this gray horse, he wouldn't be bad if they had a lot of mares going to him.
Well, now, he's just young, isn't he?
He's only, see, four or five. Five, I believe.
Now, he's, he was sort of feisty when you tried to race him, though, wasn't he?
Yes, ma'am. She said they worked him 4 miles, galloped him 4 miles, and still he come back to the barn on his hind legs.
Well,
he's a powerful dude.
Well, with Molly's powerful build, and that horse's powerful build, this ought to be some fold.
And he'll add the speed. He'll add some speed to her blood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it'll be a hot-blooded little thing. it's going to be... I put it this way, I don't believe the horse will be any good till it gets to be about 4 years old.
Yeah.
You'll be able to ride it and all, but before it really settles down, it'll be about four.
Yeah.
But we got one that's out of that same mare by another staying over there. In fact, he's, right now, he's one of the top producers in the nation. This stud, St. Malayan's his name, or Malayan, rather. He's by Candy Spots. And this thing here, he's 3 years old now, and you can't depend on him.
Hmm.
I tried to work cows on him one day, and I had his sides all gouged out with spurs, getting to mine. He'd be walking down the road just as calmly, a little bird will fly by, and there he goes back to the barn.
Hmm.
He's going to hurt somebody one of these days. Try to pony horses with him, and he'll pony good for a while, and he wants to race with him.
Pony?
Yes, ma'am. That's when you put a shank, or well, you can do it with just a bridle on
mm-hmm.
another horse and
yeah,
keep him right alongside.
Mm-hmm. I will. What's Ways and Means about your most famous stud over there?
Yes, ma'am. He never got to race, but he's the last count they had. He had 13 runners, and 11 of them were winners.
Hmm.
He's 80. Then he was 86%. Money winning, sir. He's about the seventh. Bowl ruler's the highest and everything. He's
in the nation.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
When was Charlie's life, Brian?
$10,000, I think.
Huh?
$10,000, I believe.
$10,000. Mm-hmm.
And we bred one handsome boy this year with five. They wanted 75, but she knows the man real good, and she got him for five. And she was talking the other day something about getting it free. They sold him, and they want to prove to the people that he is a virile horse. And the way she talked, that Elmer was going to go ahead and give her the breeding to him. So it might not have cost her nothing. Now, people like y'all will help us getting this gray horse known. Now, this horse, he's...
Well, yeah, tell us about
it. Real capable of producing good race horses. But he's just like Ways. Now, they've thought enough of Ways and Means to fight with him and just keep breeding him and keep breeding him.
Uh-huh.
But they won't do it with this gray horse. But if, now, say Molly produces a good horse. Say if it's nothing but a barrel racer, people get,
yeah,
that old horse can throw a
uh-huh.
pretty decent colt.
Uh-huh.
So then they'll bring a mare or two.
Yeah.
And we've got one that went to him this year. Belongs to another man. And that'll help.
Uh-huh.
And they'll probably race this little filly on the quarter horse tracks, and that'll help.
Yes, it will.
And every little bit like that will help. Now, I know they'll race that little filly if they ever get their mind made up and will sell her to me. Because I'll race her and that colt, but I'll go ahead and train them myself and give them to some of these little bush track people and let them haul them around and race them a percentage. Mm-hmm. I can afford to do it that way, but I can't pay these guys $10, $12, $15 a day to take one. I know I want to get another good horse for my wife to ride. Everybody says, buy your kids a pony. Buy your kids a pony. Shetland pony is the most dangerous thing in the world.
Well, I know.
They are the meanest.
I
don't believe you can ever teach them anything, Bill.
Yeah, ma'am. People say, buy them for the kids. Well, that's well and good if you are able to lead the kids around. But you turn a kid loose on one of them, you don't never know what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm surprised you haven't got your children up on one of those thoroughbreds.
My little girl, she rode one of the biggest mares they had, or the biggest mare they had over. She about weighs the mean size when she went 6 weeks old.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And boy, that little boy of mine, he loves to ride. I was over yesterday, he wanted me to catch him a cow to ride. He's a game little fella. He'll try anything. He's going to get him hurt one of these days, but I'd rather him grow up not being afraid to do something than like a bunch of kids is afraid to get away from mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to get out and do it.
Well, now this stallion, the gray stallion over there, has the same sire as Majestic Prince. Is that right? Am I right? I believe she said that, or some such thing.
Yeah, I don't really know. Uh-huh. That she gave me all the breeding on these horses,
yeah,
and everything, but I...
Well, she said she'd write it down for
that's
me.
That's too much for me to try to remember.
Yeah, she said she'd write it down. It doesn't
He's by Mahmood. No, he's swimming. He's by Blade.
Blade.
And Blade's by Mahmood.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe that's who Majestic Prince is, but I'm not sure. Mahmood.
I think she said half-brother.
Maybe a half brother to play.
Uh-huh.
But I could look it up.
He's speedy. He's from his blood.
He's quick, and this horse has got a lot of stamina. He could run. Well, I'd be willing to say he could run a good 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
The way they worked him and all.
Mm-hmm.
He may not be early speed. He may not have no early speed. He might be a distance horse.
Mm-hmm.
But he should be pretty quick. What would you want to do with it? Run the barrels? Rope or what?
Mm-hmm.
Just like me, just anything. Figure it out later.
Right.
See what it's like.
See what he's good for first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But with Molly's build and her intelligence, and you just might have something real good there.
Mm-hmm.
And
might end up selling to you.
I'm always willing to buy it. I learned that from Doc Power. He said, anybody wants to come by and breed them. He said, then if they don't like the foal, you always got a chance of buying it back. He said, you can buy horses, better horses like that, than you can go in here to a market somewhere and pay them $300 or $400 for them.
Sure, you can.
And then you know the horse.
That makes sense.
I'd like to buy Molly if I had the money. And she was for sale. Me and I think...
Well, what
about two other boys that works high? They fell in love with it.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's the best looking quarter horse I've seen in a long time.
Well, what would y'all do with Molly?
What would I do with her?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Nick's doing, ride her and work her a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
I ain't much of a roper, but I'm going to take this old horse of mine and build his front legs back up, get him good and strong, and I'm going to start roping these little rodeos around.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to do.
Sure.
Beat spending my money every weekend for nothing.
Well, now, can you rope on Molly?
I imagine you could. She's built well enough. I don't know if she's ever been trained for it.
But
she's built. She's built powerful enough to hold a full-grown cow, anything you get a hold of. Now, that horse of mine weighs 1,180 pounds, and I don't think... He ain't much heavier than she is. He's taller and longer, but he's a heavy horse.
Yeah. Well, she weighs at least 1,000 pounds.
I'd say.
Oh yeah.
I'd make a rough guess and say she weighed close to 12. She may outweigh that horse now.
Mm-hmm. You reckon she make a good cutting horse?
She might with some training.
We had
thing to do is just get you two or three little old calves and pin them up out here somewhere and just work her slow. That's the way Mike Tilton does. He don't rush one. He just works them real slow.
Oh.
And I learned from him.
Well, he's that guy. That's the guy down the road.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlboro guy.
Yeah.
Well, you been down there?
Yeah, I went down the road with some. He's training.
Oh, really? And he's a pretty good trainer, huh?
He's got, I think, 5 or 6 horses out now that he's trained. They're all champions.
Oh, really?
He'll teach you how to ride, too, if you're interested in any particular type of riding that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to teach me about cutting riding, but I got so darn busy, I didn't have time to go down there.
Well, I'd really like to go and watch him, wonder if I could.
Yes,
that was impressive when I was watching
him. Yes, ma'am. He welcomes people to come down there. My wife, she doesn't ride very good, and she was going down there to him, and she got so busy with kids and the housework and all, trying to do a little work on the side, that she quit going down there. He was teaching her how to ride.
I'm afraid I couldn't afford what he charges.
He wasn't charging us nothing.
He wasn't charging anything.
He was going to take that gelding, that 3-year-old gelding we got over, and make a barrel racer out of him for that little daughter, Miss Davis. But he wanted $100 a month to board the horse and train her and the horse. Which is not bad.
Well,
really.
I started to say, that's not bad.
That's not bad for getting feed and training.
Uh-huh. From somebody like that.
Yeah.
Has a name like that.
Well, Mike's a nice man.
He'll
do anything in the world for you.
Well, now, he wouldn't work on one of your cheap horses himself. He'd just have some of the fellas there around to do it.
Well, his son does most of it anyway.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But it's his name.
Mike rides a lot, and he does work on them, but it's just like my stepfather. And he went to work for the railroad 33 years ago, and he just worked himself into the place where he knows what's got to be done, and he just stands around and tells them.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael holler at you, boy, I wasn't riding the way he wanted me to. And he started hollering and carrying on, and I wasn't learning nothing, wasn't listening.
Yeah, that's right.
He made my wife take notes and everything.
That's good.
It is.
Yeah, because you know.
When a man do you like that, you know he's taking interest in what you're doing. He's
sure.
He work you over.
He's not just letting you do it and go your own merry way.
And make you think you're doing, learning
that's
something
right.
or not.
And he works the devil out of that son of his. Stays right with him.
Where'd Johnny learn to ride? Just
probably like me, just picked it up.
Just picked it up. There's such a thing as a kind of a natural.
Now we got a little boy over there that you've probably seen, where that tall, skinny fellow that drove the truck up a while ago.
Yeah.
Now he's a natural on a horse. He's got a lot to learn about riding this thoroughbred style of riding, but he's a natural. You run across him like that every now and then.
What age boy is he?
He's 16.
Yeah.
They're working him full time, letting him ride, just teaching him. And he wants to be a jock, but it'll be probably another 3 years before he'll really get to riding a lot, because he's trying to finish school too.
Yeah.
Is he too large for Johnny?
He's only weighs about 107 pounds.
Oh, really? I guess I didn't realize it.
Well, that little short, heavy set boy, they're not the one with the cast,
but
the other one,
he
rides.
Oh, does he?
We had one last year weighed 165 pounds riding. Mm-hmm. It's really too heavy to break young horses, but sometimes you get in a pinch and you have to hire them.
Now, when you're riding a thoroughbred, you pull up on the rein. It's just backwards than anything else, isn't it, when you're racing?
Well, yes, ma'am. I don't really know that much about it. I got a hold of one that's been raced. I know, and the tighter you pull the reins, when it stops, the harder he'd run.
Yeah, it's just reversed.
You just take a hold to them, and you. I don't know, they just don't respond to neck reining and all that.
Uh-huh.
Cow horses and pleasure horses.
You loosen up on the rein, and they'll slow down.
You kind of got to. It's a two-way thing. You got to help them, and they'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to teach them to change the leads and the turns and everything. I galloped a few last year, but I don't like it. They can have them dinky little saddles.
I agree with that.
Stand up on.
On your toes.
Yeah, they can have those dinky little saddles.
The reason I don't like it, if I could let the irons down, the stirrups down long enough to where I felt balanced,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't mind it. But sitting up there with my legs pulled way up under me, and I'm 6'1", and I feel like all my weight's up on top of the horse, and I just roll around. Of course, I've never been through yet that way. I got through a time or two on Western saddles, but it just feels so awkward to me. And trying to stand up and gallop one,
it looks awkward, Bill. It's a craziest ride.
Yeah, it does.
We had a real good rider, boy. He was riding for Hobo and all, rode a bunch of races and won. That was galloping our horses last year, and he taught me a little bit about it.
Uh-huh.
And it was just too awkward for me.
You got a track over there.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. You have to, of course.
Got a new one we just put in. We got to get the inside rail on it yet. Half mile.
Well, now, this young fella, this 16-year-old boy you're talking about, you reckon it feels awkward to him?
It did at first. It looked like it did, but he's going on with it now. He's doing real good.
Yeah. Well, maybe you just got to stay off court horses while you do that.
Could be.
Just don't mix your systems.
I like to get my legs down around them where I've got something to hang on to. I run ride bareback then with a saddle.
When you see those races, they don't look awkward. The jocks don't.
It's. I guess if I had rode enough, it probably wouldn't be awkward to me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This young kid over at Terry, he used to ride AC Ducey. He was right one up real short, and left one down. No, I'm mistaken. Left one up high, and the right one down just a little bit. So when he's going in around the turn, he's got a little push on this side.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be sitting there on that horse. Well, he'd be sitting just about like this, riding that horse.
Yeah.
His butt wouldn't even touch the horse's back. And her stirrups up so high. I couldn't no more stay on a horse's back like that.
Yeah.
They'd go to stop, and I'd go over this way. And I'd grab a handful of mane and push back.
Yeah.
Take off, and I'd go back. I like to feel the horse under me.
But you know, there's just as many different ways of people feeling about horses as there are horses, aren't there, Bill?
That's right. Well, Miss Davis is like you. She wouldn't ride a Western saddle to save her.
Oh, I think it's the most uncomfortable thing that ever was in the world. And Nick thinks
I think it's the other way around. It's the most uncomfortable thing in the world, riding those old things.
Well, have you ever tried swimming a horse?
No.
I have. That's pretty. I like that.
It ain't too easy, is it?
No.
I was swimming my horse yesterday over the lake. I tried it the other day. There's an old fellow over there, and he told me, he asked me, he said, you ever tried swimming a horse? I told him, no, I never had. He said, take her iron, or take him iron, try. I did. He made about a little circle there, about 6 or 8 foot around. I come off.
Mm.
So I tried it again, like he said. He said, whenever you do it, lean over on the neck. So I leaned over on the neck, and the water was coming under me, and it pushed me off again. I ain't figured out yet how to do that. I think what I'll do next time I'm swimming is I'll tie me a rope around his neck. Because he's like, Molly, you ain't got no mane. You ain't got nothing to hold on to. Just tie a rope around his neck where I got something to hold on to. That's hard.
I know. You always float off. The water just pushes you.
Oh,
you can't hold on.
I see.
Oh.
It's not the horse. It's the water.
It's the water. Yeah.
I
the water
see.
Comes up over the back, and you're just not going to sit on it. You're sitting in the water.
He said, you don't never take hold of a horse whenever.
When you're swimming up?
When you're swimming. He said, you try to turn him, he said, right down, he'll go.
Yeah. You got to let him do what he wants.
Just let him go where they want.
That's what Woodard said.
He said, if you ever take hold of him, he said, he'll bob their head and go around in the water.
That's just what Woodard said.
He said, you can drown a horse just like that.
Why, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, what you do, just sort of float on top of the horse?
Just hang on, let him go where they want to go.
Just let him go.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just what Woodard said. When he had that mules and he was swimming across the trestle down there.
Yeah.
He said that they pull a cart, and he said if they ever got to, he'd have to cut the cart loose and let the horse go because he just drown right away. He said he saw him drown.
This old man, he's from up northwest Florida. He's worked cows all his life. He said that's the one thing he's tried that most times lost more horses was try to learn one to lead in the water. He said once you take hold of it, then they go. He said he's tried everything he thought of. He said he even took wire and wrapped wire around their ear loose. And he just pulled on the wire. He said the time you start trying to turn down, they'll go.
He
said he's had 4 or 5 drives with him, I guess.
Never heard of anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I never knew anything about it.
I know it's sure hard to stay on one.
Well, you can imagine, because all that's up on a horse is just as...
Mm-hmm. I know. If there was a mane, you know, it'd be
hang on. Yeah. I even tried locking them
all
around
his
neck, and
around.
I just slide over to one side.
I tried that too.
And I just went ahead and turned him loose. I was afraid the way he was pawing around under the water, if I got down there, I'd probably get a leg broke or something, get drowned myself.
Oh.
So I just turned him loose. The old horse, everybody started hollering, oh, he's loose. He just walked out of the water and stopped.
Yeah.
You fall off that horse, he's going to stop right there.
That's
what
wonderful.
I've got to train Molly to do.
That's right. If
can you train them to do that?
I tell you what you can do if you can't train her, get you a long, you might have to have a real long rope. Get you a rope about 10 or 12 foot long, just a light rope. And hook it on one side of your bit.
Yeah.
And just gallop right across there and then fall off. And when you hit the ground, just pull that.
Yeah.
It'll work just like the bridle.
Uh-huh.
But she'll still have a bridle.
Yeah.
And you can probably train her to stop that way. Whenever you hit the ground, she'll be expecting that pull.
And also, for if I were to get off and not tire, walk off or just stay, that's what she always walks off.
And this horse of mine, I don't know how they done it. I didn't have him long, or I haven't had him long, but you can drop the rein on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and he'll never move.
I know.
That's
well, I know how to train him to do that.
He won't.
You just tie the rein for a bunch of times to a little stake in the ground.
He won't
and
even
try
move.
And they can't. I know how to
That's
do
a
that.
Wonderful thing to have them do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe I'd rather have a horse stop when I get, get off.
Unless you have one stop like it did with me one time. I run chasing a cow and I run up to the fence. And the old boy didn't tell me the horse had a tender mouth. She wouldn't mind you good. But I was trying to turn the fool and she wouldn't turn. She wanted to go straight.
Yeah.
She got to the fence. She stopped and I hit the ground and she made another step right in the middle of my chest. All the wind went out. I was laying there, couldn't get no breath, and the horse standing on my chest.
But you haven't had too many accidents with horses.
Just one time. It really hurt bad. Now, that little running quarter horse I had over there working for Doc last year, trying to get some miles on so he could make a polo horse out of him, he throwed me. Messed up my leg, had a blood clot from up in here all the way down. In the hospital. He wasn't in the hospital, I was on crutches about 3 weeks.
Well, now, is this doc you talk about, is he the one who's got the Appaloosa stud?
Mm-hmm. He works out of Ocala?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Joe Powers. Now, if you get ready to breed that mare, don't call him in. Say you want to breed him because he might want to charge you. Just let me know and I'll take the mare over and get her bred. It won't cost you a thing.
You mean Newby?
He's a white stud, but Doc's got pictures of foals by him that have got a lot of color.
He doesn't have any spots. Is he a registered?
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, he is.
But he's, but doesn't have any spots showing.
He's got a big old gelding that he wants $1,000 for. About 8 or 9 years old. It's got a beautiful blanket. He told me this. Some friend of his goes up in the Georgia, these horse auctions, and he bought one here not too long back for $65.
Appaloosa?
And good color.
That wouldn't happen often, though.
No.
Be somebody just hard up, I imagine, for somebody.
Yeah.
But I got him looking for me. That's my life's ambition, to have a good-looking Appaloosa. I want a black with a white blanket and black spots.
Yeah.
you wouldn't
be thinking about treating it or
be like this cow horse I got. He's not for sale.
Be like Molly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just seems to me if you've got a little Appaloosa in you now, it's a great big help. I don't know, but these horses out here are just like puppies, you know.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them like that.
Yeah.
Well, what did Johnny train Newpy to do? Did she train to do anything with cows, man?
when he finished riding her, she was he was
he roping her.
Mm-hmm. And she could stop on a dime and mm-hmm. just, but you see, it's been
now
about
that
2 years.
Little kids and stuff can ride.
And we've let children ride her. But it
wouldn't
talk any like, wouldn't.
And she could go backwards and she'd go out in water.
He rode her through every dense hammock.
At night,
all night long, through every dense hammock around here.
Hmm.
And he couldn't stand a horse. He just couldn't stand a horse that would shy. So he'd threaten every once in a while to get all the blankets and all the flags and all the bells and tie them together and wave them around in front of her, you know, that sort of thing. Every time she'd, you know, see a shadow, he'd come in. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you can take a horse like that. We get them shy like at yearlings.
Mm-hmm.
We just get a rag
mm-hmm.
and just grab a hold of them and just shake that rag all over them, between their legs, the ears, over their eyes, and everything. Do that 2 or 3 times, they'll just stand there.
Yeah.
You got to have them where they'll stand and you brush them, work on their feet and all.
Yeah.
But a lot of these quarter horse people, they'll take a crumple sack and fill it full of corn shucks. And they'll just beat that horse severely with that bag of shucks. And they ain't heavy enough to hurt them, but they'll get to where they don't never move. A lot of horses, you go to throw a blanket on them, there they go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to ride an old plow horse, my uncle had when I was little. It's like that. You go to throw the blanket on her, you'd have to chase her down again.
Yeah.
We finally got where we just tired to start with. She'd rear back on that rope, she couldn't move that oak tree, had a tie to a big old oak tree, and she couldn't move that, so she got to where she just stand still while we put the blanket on her.
Yeah.
When she got tired of riding, you better watch out, she'd step on you.
Step on you.
When she got tired of riding you, she'd step on you.
Oh, they're all funny. Well, Loopy, you know, she didn't do anything. Just when she was a baby, you know. I mean, when he first started riding her, I guess she was 2.5 years old. He rode a little bit, not too much, till she was a little older.
Do you have to have a Tennessee Walker for her, or would you take a good gated horse?
What I would like is a something with a smooth running walk, you know, because I've got to where I just don't care too much for any jolting.
I'm about to get that way. In fact, that's why I was off work today. I thought it was my appendix was acting up, but Ken Dunbar, a friend of mine, he had the same thing happen to him several years back. He said he did a lot of riding,
mm-hmm.
and he pulled a muscle in his side.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's probably what I'd done. Now I've been riding just about constantly since last Wednesday.
Oh.
And he said I probably just pulled a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can get the bouncing around a little bit, and oh, it hurts right in there.
Oh.
Right mm-hmm. right through there.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to shake my eyes. I can ride and post and that sort of thing, but it sort of would be real nice if I just had a horse that I could just sort of sit there and had a nice little running walk. And, that's all that I was talking about.
The reason I asked, because Ken said he had a mare down there that was a 5-gated mare. And she's supposedly in foal. I don't know if it's the one I was talking to him about or not. He's got a little Appaloosa filly down there I've been trying to buy, and he won't sell her. She's like this one here. She's white. She hasn't got her spots yet.
Well, this one's got all the markings just right. Except, you know, everything better.
Yeah.
White eyes,
you
white
them
around.
Eyes and them hooves until she
and
got
hooves,
those.
And she's got that nose and all that.
How about her disposition?
Seems to be all right.
Oh, she's hard-headed. No,
sir. Yeah, I broke a little Appaloosa stud for a boy, or for a girl over in Citra last year. That horse, when I got on him, he didn't want to back up.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds familiar.
So I'd get on him with spurs, and he'd go forward a little bit, and he'd make a step or two, and he'd start humping up.
Yeah.
So I got me a piece of wire. He'd start out humping up, I'd cut him across the run. He'd drop it back down. And I rode that horse about a week, anybody get on him and ride him around.
Yeah.
And she carried him on over and started letting all them little kids ride him. It was just about had him run.
Yeah.
I guess
that's it.
Uh-huh. That's the way she looked. She was just a baby, you know. And she looked like a billy goat.
About 4 months old, wasn't she?
Yeah, she wasn't. Yeah, just. She was just weaned.
Yeah, she wasn't.
She looked like a billy goat.
She looked like that little burro we had, Mexican burro we had over there.
Bill!
Belly about to drag the ground, long
head. And we never thought, you know, but today she's real cute there.
We had that darn thing give to us, me and my brother-in-law. Man, told us we could have him. Fine little pet, you can ride him and all. So we took him over, and the time we turned him out, he started hee-hawing all day and all night.
Oh, really?
So we kept shopping around. We finally found a man who wanted him. We loaded him up and carried him off. But he says what they do up in Arkansas and all, they take a little burro like that and breed it with a Shetland pony.
Yeah.
And the offspring will only get 42 inches high, but it can jump a 4-foot fence with a 160-pound logo. They use it for hunting.
Yeah.
I'm all
the same. It's real strong.
Well, you can tell that we never thought, because she was an apple first, but we never thought she was going to look as good as she did. She was so cute, though. She was really something.
Next time I gotta start doing taking some pictures of mine. I got one that's a young one of mine, about 4 months old.
I think that's right. I think you need to keep pictures of horses.
Just like people, you forget what they look like.
Yeah. I'm gonna send this old boy that I traded at Pinto Mare to. I'm gonna send him some film, let him take some pictures of her for me.
Yeah, so you can.
She's carrying a foal that I'm gonna buy back.
Bill, what you gonna do with all these horses you got?
Turn them out of pasture and leave them till I get old enough to break.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Break them, and the ones I don't want, I sell.
Sure. Yeah.
Looking for something like this little lap mare for my wife. She likes to ride.
Well, she's a nice little thing.
I'll get in touch with Uncle of mine if I ever can and find out what he's got in the way of walkers. If I can swap you out of that mare.
Have you always just worked around horses?
Well, I'm a truck driver.
Oh, really? But horses is where you feel the best.
I've been back with them now for 2 years. Uh-huh. Got tired of being gone 7-8 days and seeing my wife and kids. My kids got to thinking I was a stranger.
Yeah.
So I quit driving the truck. Can't make as much money working on a horse farm, but I got $100 a week and a house and lights and all furnished, so
that's not bad.
Part of the country, I can't beat it, really. Not with being home.
With a house and you don't have any expenses there. And I would imagine Ms. Davis is right nice to work for. Or is she?
She's a woman. She's aggravating at times. I ain't seen a woman yet you can get along with all the time.
Well, you sort of just expect that, is that right?
Yes, and when she gets on one of her rampages wanting to do everything, I just leave and go somewhere else and work. I guess I better go home.
Well, let me ask you before you leave. What happened to Johnny?
The last I heard of him, he was in Oklahoma City.
What you doing?
He was driving a truck, hauling flowers.
You mean making an honest living?
Well, if you call it honest, he's probably stealing the flowers.
Yeah. Now, that's because we're all Johnny's friends.
Well, now, let me tell you. When Johnny was over here, I don't know. He seemed generally, to give you pretty straight information that he had about things. And I was kind of sorry to see him leave.
Well, I was too. I hated to see him write all them bad checks worse, though.
Yeah.
There wasn't no reason for him to write the checks.
Well, what got into him?
I don't know, sir. I sure don't. He had $480-something worth of bad checks. That's why he left. People were thinking put him in jail.
In addition.
When did you hear from him last?
About 3 or 4 weeks ago. Called him one night drunk. About drunk.
And he always calls you every now and then, huh?
Yeah, he calls me once in a while. I called his sister and she hadn't heard from me. Got a sister down in Fort Lauderdale and she hadn't heard nothing from me.
Well, look, Johnny never had, around here, he never has had a job or been, seemed to be willing, you know, just to hold down a job.
Only one he had was that little horse trading job, and he was making a little money at it. But
oh, that was with the fella at Calvin.
Yeah, I had that beer dealership.
Yeah.
Johnny ain't going to work a steady job long. He's one of them kind that, I don't guess he thinks the world owes him a living, but he's got that gift of gab. He can make money without having to settle down and work. He can get out and buy a little horse here and trade it off or buy something else and make a little money that way. He don't like to settle down.
Now, how long have you known?
I've been knowing Johnny since I was about, I guess, 10, 11 years old.
Really? He's your age?
I'm a little older than he is.
Real personable. Johnny.
I don't know. It seemed to me like I kept thinking he ought to be able to get a hold of a little equipment. He just didn't have anything to work with.
Mm-mm. Not a thing. He swiped somebody's saddle trying to sell it to me. Oh, that boy is something else.
He seemed to be able to work, use somebody else's equipment.
That's the way a lot of these exercise boys are on these thoroughbred farms. They just use everybody else's stuff. Of course, I guess in that business, it's easier to use their saddle and all than it is to haul yours around from job to job, because some of these boys knock it down $1,200 to $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
What?
Now, Logan Brown's got 52 head of horses to be rode this year. That's $104 a day.
Mm-hmm.
You figure that? That's $642 a week.
Golly.
You better answer. It could be Francis.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Now, if they take one man and break and ride on them, that'd be $2,400 a month that one man will make.
$2,400? But that's not just every month, of course.
Well, it'll be about 3 months, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, well, that's all you need to ride.
We start August, September, October, November. We ride about 4 months.
Four months.
We give our, try to give ours at least 120 days
mm-hmm.
before we send them to the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
You just start sending them in Florida or all over the country?
Well, we'll start racing down here with our young horses down in Miami.
Hialeah
Gulfstream Tropical. Mm-hmm. And then after they close down, we'll start shipping north, whatever. So we'll sell a bunch of them. We've got 4 or 5 of those in the October sale, Hialeah.
Well, now, do you all have...
Hello? 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 Yeah.
Race your own horses, or do you lease them out to race?
We race the biggest majority.
You race them yourself.
Some of them we don't understand how that works. Some of them we give to other trainers.
I don't know, but when she comes in, I'll ask her.
We just pay them so much, you know.
Where are you calling
keep
from?
Keep racing. But
what's your number?
Mr. Chappell, he usually keeps 4 or 5 down in Miami. He races himself.
Right on.
I don't understand how they work that. What do you do? You raise your own horses, and then you send them off, and somebody else races them, or
oh.
A lot of people see don't have their own trainers.
Y'all
don't
have your
we
own.
Don't really now, but Mr. Dan, him and a fellow by the name of Horn, they're trying to train them.
And then you send them off, and all the money they win goes to you. But
no,
some
percentage.
Percentage.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah.
That's the way most people get. Trainers to take horses, the percentage on the feed
take.
And everything, and on the take.
But and then the money that you make in a thing like this is your stud fees, and then of course your racing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a big outlay, Bill. I mean, it costs so much to run it.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't see how you can make any money back. What are what's the stud fee for Ways and Means?
It was $1,000, I think they're going up to $2,000 now. Whew, he's got some winners.
Hmm. Well, they breed him often? They make that much off of breeding? They breed him often, huh?
We bred 6 outside mares that I know of this year.
Really?
There's a bunch of them there that are board mares that I don't know who they belong to or anything.
Oh, I see. You keep them and board them.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Like this fellow White that's down in Miami, he doesn't have a place to keep them, so we keep his.
Uh-huh.
We just board them all year, breed them back, break and train the foals, and then send them to whichever trainer he wants to take care of them after that.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, it's real interesting. I don't know. To me, it is.
A 24-hour day, year-round job.
There's always something wrong with a horse, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Always something to think about and talk about.
You have to sit up nights with them sometimes?
Yes, ma'am, when he's foaling.
Oh.
During foaling season, there's somebody there 24 hours. Well, not 24 hours a day because the farm crew, they keep an eye on them, you know.
Yeah.
But there's somebody there all night with them.
Guy like you lives on the plate.
Well, last year we had everybody. We just take turns. She was paying $10 bonus. Whoever was up with the mare when she foaled got $10 extra.
Hmm.
And all the boys chipped in. We just had a little schedule worked out.
Isn't it? Well, I tell you, Nick's really going to have some sitting up to do by this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it take a year exactly? Or a little shorter?
20 days less than a year.
I didn't know that.
20 days less than a year.
So that'll be...
generally speaking, everybody
July?
Says... 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 20 days less than a year. 345 days.
345
days.
Mm-hmm. Now, I always thought you had to feed them something special. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people believe in feeding them special. But the last 3 months, you can get you something that'll... It's got a lot of calcium in it.
Uh-huh.
And throw that to her and it'll give her real rich milk.
And that's all you need.
That's about all you need.
And you don't have to feed the foal anything special later, do you?
Only thing different we feed ours is we feed them what Happy Belly calls foal 20. It's 20% protein feed.
That's the foal, after a month.
We wait about a month and we start feeding them. And then we'll feed them, we'll chain the old mare up and watch her, the baby, and when they get to eating real good by themselves, we'll quit chaining them up. Because they'll eat it, they're going over and eat it, and the mare will leave them alone. And if the mare does go over there, and they'll come over and eat out of the mare's. We got a bunch now that needs weaning.
About what time do you wean them?
About 6 months.
6 months. Mm-hmm.
The mares are starting to look bad. It's been so hot.
Yeah.
So they're taking the mares down.
I wouldn't think that weather affects them. They get hot though, don't they?
Oh,
yes,
get awful hot. And producing milk for.
Oh, yeah.
Baby and
yeah.
The baby's sucking on them so long, it really draws them down. We got one over there as skinny as that lamb.
Yeah. And feeding all the time, too.
Eating about 20 quarts a day at one Mary's. She just won't pick up.
And still pulls her down. Well, you know, that's trouble. I don't know a thing about horses, but that's trouble I have with my cows. Most of the people, you know, in this part of the country, they want their calves to come December and January. I can't do it. I don't have that sort of feed. And if I did, I don't think it'd hold my cows up.
It's rough.
Until that grass comes on, they just they just look like a sack of bones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just go down fast, you see,
yes,
once
sir,
they start that milking.
Now, these we got over there, of course, in the wintertime, we feed them hay and citrus pulp, sweet feed and all. And we've only got the... Well, there's a bull, two bulls, and one young heifer, and 3 2-year-old heifers. And they stay so darn fat, you can't tell no difference in them year round.
Oh, yeah.
But when it starts getting cold and the grass dies off, we start pouring the feed in them.
Yeah.
Now, Phillips Livestock, they feed over there, they feed 20 tons of citrus pulp every week, and 20 tons of cottonseed meal every 2 weeks.
Mm.
But they're running 400 or 500 head of steers.
Yeah.
And they'll ship them things off as broad as a table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hauled a load of steers from Lubbock, Texas, and Swift had bought a Brahma bull that weighed 2,400 pounds. They brought him to show that the Brahma cow could gain weight. People see them down here in Florida, they're just real skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to take that cat, that steer, or bull, rather, take him all around the United States and show him different fat stock shows and all to prove that you could fatten him up. He was a huge thing.
2,400 pounds.
That bull we got, about Angus bull, the way that or better. He's that broad across the top.
Mm.
Well, what do you all keep cows for?
Well, we had a little argument with a wage and hour man here a while back. Somebody quit over and they reported Mr. Chappell to the wage and hour man. And he said that if you've got one cow on your place, you don't have to pay the minimum wage. It goes under agriculture. And I think that's why all these horse farms have got cows. But we're going to start into it and going to cut the bulls and fatten them up and just use it to make a little extra money on the side.
Mm-hmm.
To help with the horses and all. Get the place built up,
mm-hmm.
fixed up. We need new training barn. We need a couple other barns for broodmares and all. And we're supposed to have 31, 32 head of cows coming in sometime this month. And that little bit of income will help out.
Sure.
So if you've got some cows on it, it's agriculture.
What he told
and
us.
those horses would be that's real big tax.
Yeah, these thoroughbreds that won't cover it. I guess I don't see why a horse like y'all got here, a quarter horse, wouldn't go under agriculture because it's a working animal.
Mm-hmm.
But these thoroughbreds don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're pure pleasure.
High
yeah.
on them.
I hadn't thought about that.
Let me tell you, I don't want to keep you, but let me tell you, it looks to me like a horse just ruins a good pasture. Unless you got cows in there to keep it mowed down. It just, some of it they graze down to the sand and mm-hmm. the rest of it grows up.
We've got the same problem over there in places. They'll graze it and keep grazing until there ain't nothing but a sand bed there.
Yeah.
I want a sprig of grass grow in it. They got a new grass out there, Coast Cross, that we're starting to put in. The man said you can take and spread that manure and all in sand beds and disc this new grass in. He said in a year's time it'll be covered. You can cut it and just you don't have to bale it if you don't want to. You just cut it, rake it up, and plant it somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is throw it on the ground, disc it up.
Well, I'd like to find out about that.
And what's
that.
It? It's
Coast Cross.
Coast Cross.
Talk to Ms. Davis about it next time you're down there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going down to St. Cloud. You can get it for $1.50 a bale down there. The fellow's got a bunch of it. And she's seen some somewhere around Ocala wanted 10 a bale for.
Yeah. Is that a new grass?
Yes, a new grass.
I'd heard about it.
It's real strong. They say it's the last grass that the frost will kill out. It's got to be a heavy frost to kill it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that right?
And it horses, maybe it's better too for
us. It should be. Boy, it's rich. It's just as dark green, rich looking. Phil, I got to go.
Well, Phil,
go home and work on my horse a while.
This has been real fun.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna get up and ride that little mare.